أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, we've been looking at the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings. And all these ayat are there to make us contemplate. I'm hoping that you will be highlighting them in your Qur'ans and pondering over them when you see them. So today we will look again at Surah Al-Hajj, that's Surah number 22. But this time it's Ayah 5. And it is about the contemplation of the creation of the human being, bringing to life of earth. And we also have water to reinforce it. Anyway, let's look at the ayah. It's quite a long ayah, but we'll look at it bit by bit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'thi. If at all you are in doubt about your raising, that means raising back from the dead, if there's any doubt about it, then he's saying, think. So first he says, For inna khalaqnakum min turab. First of all, we created you from dust. So the beginning was dust. ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. Then you were some fluid. ثُمَّ مِن عَلَقَةٍ. Then you were this. Alaq is like a leech, something that hangs on. So you were these cells that hung on to the mother's womb. ثُمَّ مِن مُذْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ. Then you were this lump of flesh, that was unsculpted. You couldn't see much in it. Remember, this is talking 1400 years ago when there were no scans. Today with a scan, we can see this unsculpted flesh and you're thinking, this little blob's going to become a baby? Really? And then he says, وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ. Then there is some sort of semblance where you can see, oh, maybe that's a hand and maybe that's a foot. And then he says, لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ. So that we may make clear to you. وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى. And then we make that baby, that flesh, that growing baby, stay in the womb for as long as we want and whatever we want. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, divinity makes a decision of what that baby will be like and how long that baby will stay in the womb. And then he says, إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. How long? To an appointed term. Then he says, ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا. We deliver the baby. We allow the baby to come out. ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ. So that then you can reach your maturity or you become an adult. بُلُوغ comes from the same word. And then he says, وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى. And then there are some who I take back. In other words, some whom we cause to die. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمْرِ. It's really amazing. And some whom we send back. إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمْرِ. يُرَدُّ is to send back. In other words, when we sleep at night, instead of taking us back, he's allowing us to live another day. And live another day to أَرْذَلِ الْعُمْرِ. Again and again and again. أَرْذَلِ الْعُمْرِ is the worst part of life. That means that bit which is so old, so helpless, where the human being cannot do anything, where he or she forgets everything. And then Allah actually mentions that because he says, لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. It's a part where after having knowledge, he doesn't know anything. So he's saying, some of you I'll make live day after day after day until you live. You come to that stage of life where life doesn't seem worth living. And society sees you as a burden rather than a useful person. The Prophet used to continually say that when you see old age, it is a lesson, something to take into account, because this is what's going to happen to the human being. There's a wonderful story I'd like to narrate where there was a young man who carried his mother to Hajj. He carried her on her back and he walked all the way and he helped her or did with her all the rituals of Hajj. And he comes to the Prophet and he says, have I fulfilled my right to my mother? It's been difficult for me to carry this old person all the way back home and do all these things. And the Prophet said, not even for one night's rocking of the cradle. And he said, how be that? How so? And the Prophet said, when she looked after you, when she rocked your cradle all night, At every moment of that night, her dua was for you to live. She would have also given her life to you. Yet when you look after her now, in your mind, the dua is, when will this end? There is a difference. And then there's a transition in this ayah. Suddenly, Allah talks about the earth. He says, وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ حَامِدَةً. And you see the earth. Have you seen the earth? That is sterile land. That means dead earth. وَأَنْزَلْنَا أُولَادَ أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَا. And we send upon in water. اِحْتَزَّتْ. It vibrates. وَرَبَتْ. It rises. Because when a seed sprouts at the bottom, it rises. The earth rises. وَأَنْبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَحِيجٍ. And we bring forth from it every kind of paired plants. You can see it's zauj, paired plants. So the ayah started off by talking about the human being, being a baby, growing up, becoming an adult, maybe dying or maybe living to an age when the life does not seem worth living. In other words, you're seen as a burden rather than a useful person. And then immediately on the earth, because he's trying to tell us, your parents, you will die. But you will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah in beautiful pairs in all the things that you did. So there's a lesson here at looking at life. Whenever we see spring, whenever we see life, anytime, life coming out of the earth, we're to think, contemplate at ourselves that we too will be put in this earth and we too will be raised beautifully according to the deeds that we've done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq so that we too may continue our life beautifully, take lessons from the old, do as much as we can so that we can be raised in a beautiful manner. رَبَّنَا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.